We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and this is For the Record. That's our entrepreneurial and legal show up at the offices of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. That means my co-host is Mark Furman, the head of litigation at Tarlow, Breed & Rogers.
Hey, Jeffrey. Great to be with you.
Thank you, Mark. You're still the head of litigation, right?
Last I checked, yes.
Is that that's sort of like a king? It's like an appointment for life?
I don't know. We'll see.
Sorry, Mark. I should never pick on you. You have more data on me than I do on you. Our next guest, someone I thought that our listeners would want to hear again, a recent guest to Radio Entrepreneurs, thought he was so interesting, is Chad Patel of ThoughtBot. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Right. Well, first time meeting Mark. So why don't you tell Mark and our listeners what ThoughtBot's all about?
Yeah, Mark, we are a digital product design and development company. We work with everybody from founders who have an idea for a new business to much larger companies who have an idea for a new product or business. And we help them go from concept to launch of a product. So we do everything from concept and validation to design, development, and launch. Almost everything we do launches within 12 weeks. So most of the people who work with us care a lot about quality and don't want to compromise on quality. But at the same time to market is very important. And so that's what we do. And we specialize on the intersection of high quality and speed.
So can you give us some examples of the projects that you've worked on?
Yeah, here in Boston, we've worked with a number of companies. One that I'm working with now is called SplitFit. And they are a personal training application. They have been in business for about 20 years in Boston. They run personal training studios. And they saw what was happening to their business. They saw that the clientele of their businesses tends to be much older, and they're not, younger people aren't coming in. It's also traditionally very expensive to do personal training. So they said, we have these trainers who are here unbooked, and they have expensive appointments some of the day, but for the most part of the day, they have availability on their schedule. So if we could sell that time and make it available on a mobile app to take, you know, I want to do a personal training session for an hour and to be able to get that price down and do it in an ad hoc way. So actually, they're just expanding to Boston sports clubs in the Prudential Center where we are today. And what it is, it's SplitFit. You go on the mobile app, you see, oh, at 1 p.m. today, there's a session available at Boston Sports Clubs here. It costs $20 to join, and up to three other people might join the session with me. And that's how they, that's the concept that we arrived at over working with them for how to get that price down, which is splitting the session with other people. So we talk to customers. And we said, you know, we asked them questions like, would you train with other people? Would you train with people of opposite genders? Would you train? Do you want to book the whole session? When do you want to do it? Those kinds of things. We learn about how customers think and behave, and then we design a product that works for everybody.
Very interesting.
So I would assume that your contracts are quite, only because Mark starts it quite, and I thought about this, quite detailed, because you're doing contracts for people. There's technology. Mm-hmm. There's probably licensing issues, registration issues. Is that correct?
Actually, I think if you looked at, we often get compliments on how straightforward the contract is. It's about 11 pages long, but it started, it was probably 5 pages, and it's expanded over the years. But the way that we do it is everything is owned by the clients, and we bill weekly. So it's just we work on a weekly basis to work together to accomplish this product launch. And so we just invoice on a weekly basis. Terms are typically net 15, and we're just part of the team going together. Some clients, especially larger ones, want longer terms or invoicing monthly. But for the most part, we try to keep things as straightforward as possible, assign all IP to clients. And that's what they want. I mean, we're trying to build a successful business together. It's not in anybody's interest to have us encumbering them to make that success possible.
So your company is located in how many cities?
Seven, six in the U.S. and then in the United Kingdom, in London.
And how old is your company?
14 years.
Is it hard running multiple offices?
We make it harder on ourselves, honestly. That desire to have only designers and developers and have design and development leaders leading the company. We don't have a traditional business background or structure. And so there's probably many times that we're reinventing the wheel. Mm-hmm. But we do that because we really believe part of our purpose is that we believe that there's a better way to build products, and we're trying to bring that to as many people as possible. And we're very concerned that if we insert people who are not motivated by the same things that designers and developers are motivated by, that it will skew the company towards more traditional, like sort of sales culture. We've seen that happen with a lot of companies, competitors and that kind of thing. So we do it intentionally, but it makes it harder on us. You know, to expand, do all of the real estate, that kind of thing. So we rely, in order to make that work, we rely on outside partners to help us. So we can really experience people who help us accomplish these things, but aren't part of our team. So one example is Supporting Strategies here in Boston. They provide all our accounting and bookkeeping. They provide us with a controller, all that stuff. And on the legal side, we have we purposely have a bigger firm than we would normally have along the way of our, but it was because we needed someone who can handle different jurisdictions, and help advise us on the kinds of things we were doing.
And how many of the owners work in the business?
Right now, three of the owners work in the business.
Do you have an active board of directors?
It's actually those same three people, me and two other people, are our board of directors. I think that we're probably getting to the point where we're close as a company to that changing and establishing a much more independent board, but we haven't needed that in the past, or we haven't felt pain from that in the past.
How do you deal with your HR function?
We have one. HR is one of the things that we tried to outsource and to work with a really good partner for. And our standards were so high and we cared so much about it that we weren't able, we had some early missteps there. And so we said, for right now, and it has worked out, let's try bringing this in-house and owning it.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
That's not what this story is about, but I see that with a lot of people. That's a harder one. It's not like getting legal counsel.
Right. Yeah. And so what we do is we have the person in-house who really focuses on benefits and compliance and that kind of thing. And then we have an outside HR consultant who we can ask questions to. And then our law firm also has an employment attorney that we can go to with any questions that come up. And that works overall to have a nice balance of in-house versus external.
How much is your balance of time between being, let's say, a practitioner and a manager and leader?
I strive to be working on actual design and development 2 days a week, and doing company level CEO leadership stuff the rest of the time. But it ebbs and flows. Like right now, it's probably nowhere near 2 days a week where I'm getting in and doing design and development. Has been that way for about a month, in part because we're doing a lot of hiring. And so I'm really focused on that and recruiting and that kind of thing.
Interesting. If somebody wants to find you, how would they do that?
The best way is thoughtbot.com, our website. There you can read about who we are and what we do and much more about the work we've done. We also Thoughtbot on Twitter, THOUGHTBOT. And if you want to get in touch with me personally, I'm just C. Pytel on Twitter and Chad at thoughtbot.com. And you can listen to me on a podcast where I interview design, development, and business leaders about the products that they create at giantrobots.fm.
Right. Well, Mark and I don't develop products. We just use them. Right. You've never
developed a product. What's your favorite? What do you have, an Android or an iOS phone?
I have an iPhone.
iPhone.
He
What's
has
your favorite?
An old-fashioned date book in his upper left pocket.
Really?
I do.
That's okay. I mean,
zone. Thank you. I keep my calendar and my Outlook calendar, but I also have a security blanket in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite mobile app that you use?
Is there any app you use?
Well, I read my newspapers mm-hmm. on my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to music. I listen to books. Increasingly, I don't read.
Yeah.
I read so much at work that pleasure reading.
Yep.
I like to listen to now.
I'm the same way, and I run, so it's an excellent opportunity to listen to books. But yeah, I'm the same way.
Geez, I would have trouble answering that question also.
Yeah.
Netflix, music, sports, newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
But a web browser, I'm always searching the web for data, research. I do all my research on my phone.
Yeah.
For work, I mean, I'm in a client meeting, they make a comment, I'm immediately searching the web. I mean, it used to be that I was at a client and the client would ask a question, I'd make a note, I'd leave the meeting, I'd spend 2 days in a library
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. later in my career, then come back, then go see the client a week later.
Yeah.
Now in the middle of the meeting, like 5 minutes later, I'm able to say, excuse me, let's go back to that point before. I've done a web search right here.
Yeah. Mobile devices are so integrated into our lives now. I think it's something like we unlock our, on average, everyone unlocks their phone 80 times a day.
Oh, I'm right there.
I mean, people constantly are using it, and it's integrated. I think people don't even realize that they're using it now. It's just integrated into everything.
I think
everything
my wife does at least 20 times a night.
Baseball games.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was watching replays when I was at Fenway Park on my iPhone of plays that weren't, shown on.
Yeah.
On the scoreboard. Yeah.
And that's why I love what we do, because we can take most of the people we work with are people who are very experienced in their field. So it might be law or it might be something, and they have an idea for, but they're non-technical, and they have an idea for a new product or a new business in their area of expertise, and they have that idea, and they've been maybe noodling it for years, and then they finally get ready to work on it, and we help them figure out what the right product to build is. And most people get started with, because they've been successful in their career, self-funding or a small angel round, and they've been able to raise that just on their experience in the industry or from their success. And then we help them get that first version out the door and launch it. And usually people, while they're working with us, we give them space in our office. They're working right alongside of us, and then they start fundraising or start building a successful business, and they land that first significant funding round after the launch of the product. We help them hire a team to replace us, and then they move out and get their own office, and they're off and running.
And Chad, I want to thank you for being on the show. You know, I loved having you on the first time.
Hopefully I lived up to your expectations.
I think the interviewers hold you back. Next time I'm just going to say Chad, and just we'll turn on the mics and you'll just start talking. I do think we inhibit you a little bit. You're best when you're free flowing.
Okay, thanks. So,
that's good. I want to thank you for being on, and we hope to connect with you again. You're quite entertaining. It's great.
Oh,
and I want to thank Mark Furman, who's hosted the On the For the Record segments, and the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. We very much appreciate that, Mark. It's been a pleasure being with you.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much,
Thank Joe. You.
Great. Nice to meet you.
We're going to take another break. We'll be right back after these messages.